This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-817-4602, regarding Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Hunt, H-U-N-T. Date of birth 9/25/1953. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Hunt with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and primary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was February 6th of this year. She's accompanied by her husband. She's still having occasional falls at home at times. She feels at times. She's been having episodes of dizziness and vertigo, and so she has started home physical therapy, and that seems to be helping somewhat. She has lost 6 pounds since her last visit and is feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, although she does have frequent nocturia and seems to urinate quite a great deal, she reports. She does use adult protective garments in order to prevent accidents in her clothes. No edema or claudication symptoms, and she is ambulating with a cane today. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Sensipar. She takes 60 milligrams once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam. Her weight is 165 pounds, pulse 90 and regular, and blood pressure is 126 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done September 20th, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.19 with estimated GFR of 49, sodium 142, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 21, phosphorus 3.4, albumin is 4.4, calcium 9.3, intact parathyroid hormone is stable at 109.9, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. We will ask her to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. 3, primary hyperparathyroidism with stable intact parathyroid hormone levels and normal calcium levels, currently on 60 milligram daily of Sensipar. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.